Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Taghabun. Primarily, the text of the narrative which generally is mentioned in this regard is the same. However, it is reported by two different chains of narration. I'll just read out the first of these narratives, and of course, since the text is the same, I'll confine myself to just reading out the text of the narrative in Al-Wasit, which is found, which is of course Wahidi's Tafsir. The way it occurs in Al-Wasit, it is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b, and who reports from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words are, "Man qara'a surat al-taghabun, rufi'a anhu mawtul fujah," which means that a person who recites Surah al-Taghabun, he will be saved or protected from sudden death. Now, as far as this text is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, Hafiz ibn Hajar says that it is absolutely concocted and fabricated and has no basis. And perhaps the reason for this is that it contains two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul or unknown by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jar or following remarks of our various Rijal authorities in his book Tehzeebul Kamal. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay, and at another place his words are za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli about him says that he's laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim say that he's za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash regard him to be matruk. And another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Abu al-Qasim al-Bawi says about him, za'iful hadith jiddan. And another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash about him is that he's kazzab, that he's a liar. And as I said, perhaps it is on the basis of this information that Hafiz ibn Hajar regards this narrative to be totally concocted. So perhaps it is because of this that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be concocted. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, which of course has the same text or a very similar text, but the weakness in that narrative, which is found in Salawi's Tafsir, is due to the fact that it contains three very weak narrators. Now, one of them is Nafil ibn Raqim, about whom we have no information, and the other one is Nuh ibn Abi Maryam, and about him about Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following important jirha. I'll just read out the important jirha that has been recorded about him by Hafiz Mizzi. Thus, Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Abu Zura says that he is za'iful hadith, and Abu Hatim, Imam Muslim, and Abu Bashar Dulabi and Darqutni say that he is matrukul hadith, and Imam Bukhari says that he is munkarul hadith, and in other places words are za'ibul hadith chiddan, and Imam Nasai says that he is laysa bisiqa wa la ma'mun, and at another places words are laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Imam Hakim Nisapuri says that this person is a person who concocts narratives about Fazail al-Quran. In other words, narratives which mention the blessings of reading where the surahs of the Quran are concerned, he is a person who concocts such narrative. And we know that we are just discussing one such narrative. So it becomes all the more weak in the presence of this person. And the third one is Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, about whom Abu Hatim says that he is Za'iful Hadith. And Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkar al-Hadith Jiddan. Now, as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is concerned, who is another narrator found in the chain of narration of this narrative, he too is extremely weak. And just for example, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jara on him in his book Tehzeebul Kamal. Thus, Ibn Sa'd's view about him is that he is fihi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has various, it has been recorded that he has said various opinions. He has given his various points and opinions about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and all of them are extremely negative. Thus, for example, he is reported to have said that he is laysa bil qawi, laysa bil shay, and za'if al hadith. All these three opinions are ascribed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, we have a number of opinions ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and all of them are very negative. Thus, they are za'ifun fi kulli shay, laysa bizakal kabi, laysa bishay, and laysa bil hujja. So all these are opinions are ascribed to Yahya ibn Ma'in, and thus, even further weakens his personality. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is wahil hadith, za'if, and la yuhtajju bihi. And Abu Zura says that he is laysa bil qawi, and Imam Nasai and Ibn Hajar also regard him to be za'if. So, in a nutshell, we can say that none of these narratives can be correctly ascribed of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hence both of them must be disregarded. As far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, this is best achieved by having a living relationship with that surah, and this can be done by understanding the message of the surah, by reading with the good translation, and by communicating its message to others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.